Penny always leaves. That's why Lawrence and I moved into the beach house to help take care of the birds.
Birds?
She keeps a small aviary.
When did you start to become alarmed?
I'm not alarmed. She probably went to Carnival. She doesn't work that much anymore, and she has a lot of money. What would you do?
A Night Called Tomorrow. Episode 9. Star Quality.
Captain says it's clear ahead. We're moving downhill.
Now? Sun will be up in an hour.
Supplies are down there and I haven't eaten in a day. Let's go.
Captain's fucked in the head. Why are we moving now? I can't see my hand in front of my face.
Take it up with him. I'm fucking starving. Hold on to me if you have to.
What was that?
One of ours.
You sure?
Yes. Come on.
That.
One of theirs. Fuck.
It came from downhill. Pick a tree. We're waiting here.
I won't starve to death first. Motherfucker.
Here.
What the fuck is this? How long have you had a sandwich in your bag?
Mr. Hutton.
You gotta eat it or not?
Yeah, I'm gonna fucking eat it.
Mr. Hutton.
You know this broad?
Breakfast time.
Huh? Oh.
Nice to see you again, Mr. Hutton. Myrna Levine. I work for Mr. Loudermilk. I have your breakfast.
Did we meet at...
Jerry's party. Yes. Here we are. Irradiated beefsteak, rehydrated scrambled eggs, and thermostabilized coffee. Do you need anything else?
Do you have any orange juice?
The galley just down the hall to your right has an array of juices and more coffee if you need a refill.
Thank you.
Is anything the matter?
No, I have a prescription I normally take. It's no big deal.
What is it?
Percodan.
We can get that for you right away. You'll probably want to make that one of your five.
Five what?
If you decide to join us on the voyage, we each get 5 personal items to request for the supply load. Something as small as pills you can get in lifetime supply easily.
I see.
Let me know when you decide, and I'll take care of everything.
Listen to the Lady Arch. There'll be a quiz afterwards.
Morning, darling. Morning, Anne.
Morning, Myrna.
Jerry?
Morning, soldier. Bet you never had food like this in the army. Oh, and here's the best part. Made in an oven that uses electromagnetic waves. Cooks in half the time.
It's true.
Well, we'll leave you two alone. Welcome to the future, Arch. Stick around a while.
So, they're a couple?
I know! Aren't they cute?
This is all very odd.
Finish your breakfast, then I'll take you on the grand tour.
This is my favorite, the courtyard. They're experimenting here with growing food without sunlight, and see, they have a pink champagne fountain, just like Jane Mansfield's. Jerry made the cherubs.
He's very talented.
I know. I love my friends. And these are Douglas Montgomery's tomato plants and Forrest Asbury's corn stalks. Those two can be a little competitive, so I wouldn't compliment the tomatoes without mentioning the corn stalks as well.
All right, thanks for the tip.
Okay, now, this might seem a little scary at first, but it's actually a very beautiful thing.
Okay.
Through here.
Is that real?
Yes. The body of Theophilus Loudermilk. Stuffed. It was a stipulation in his will. That's why his crypt was empty! He was a very interesting man.
I suppose he's going along on the voyage?
Of course.
I wonder what his 5 are.
His... Oh! Yeah, right.
Are we being recorded right now, or watched?
What? No! Not that I know of.
Well, then tell me. Don't you have any misgivings about this?
Why should I? I've never felt this happy or sure of anything in my life.
What about Wally?
Wally would want this for me.
Wally didn't want to die.
I didn't kill him. And there's nothing I can do about it now. We have to move on with our lives.
Don't you think they could turn on you just as easily?
There would be no reason for them to. They know how important this mission is to me. I would never do anything to compromise it. I really hope you'll feel the same way soon.
What if I don't feel the same? What happens to me then?
You will feel the same, though. I know you will.
Hey, kids!
Oh, hey. Hi, George. Hi, Louise.
Getting the tour, eh?
Yes, it's all very interesting.
Oh, how I envy you, learning about it all for the first time.
Yes, well.
Oh, he's just wild about it.
Naturally.
I'm still a little tired. Is it okay with you if I take a nap?
Yeah, sure. You can do whatever you want. You're perfectly free here.
Perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
I'll walk you back. Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Come on, Arch. I want to show you the galley before your nap.
That was the mermaid.
She's Madeline March's sister. They call her Little March.
Oh. Why is she in a wheelchair?
Polio. She's lovely, but she's been causing some problems lately.
Problems?
She might not go on the voyage. I don't know. It's best not to talk to her now.
I see. Well, here's my room. Sorry to end the tour early. I'm tired.
I understand, darling.
Hi.
Hi.
Mind if I sit down?
Go ahead.
I'm Arch.
Right.
So this is an interesting place.
Yeah.
You like being here?
Sure.
I'm sensing some skepticism.
Some what?
Just that maybe you don't have quite the taste for irradiated beefsteak that everyone else does around here.
I like the steak.
Okay. What do you think about all this?
It's fine.
You like it here?
I'm just along for the ride.
We all have choices.
Sometimes all your choices stink.
Well, don't stop talking now.
I'm not supposed to talk.
We can talk about anything. Why did you leave your job at the sideshow? You were an excellent mermaid.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, you were very otherworldly.
I tried to commit to the character.
You did very well.
Thank you. My sister's the real star.
She seems nice.
She's nice. Lionel said I was great, too.
Who's Lionel?
He used to come to the sideshow. He works for the government. We were friends. But he was just using me like everybody else.
How do you know he was using you?
He wanted information about my family. He knew who I was. He only pretended to like me. He wants to arrest Loudermilk and take baby away.
Oh. Did you tell him about this place?
I didn't tell him where it was, but Loudermilk got mad and I'm not the mermaid anymore. Have you seen the new one?
She's not half as good as you.
Thank you. She's a whore.
If you wanted to get in touch with Lionel again, could you?
I don't want to.
Maybe you should give him another chance.
You shouldn't say things like that.
Why?
I don't want to be in trouble anymore. The walls have ears.
But maybe if Lionel visited this place, he'd want to go along on the voyage too, and the others might like him, and you two could be together.
Don't talk down to me. I'm not a child. I know the voyage is a fairy tale.
Then why are you here?
I'm along for the ride. That's how life is for me.
Arch.
Hi. I thought I tried the pink champagne.
Come on, let's get you back to your room. You're all tired out.
Thank you. First, I want to thank everyone for joining together tonight for our humble family dinner. I also want to take the opportunity to welcome our newest and final additions, Ann Gordon and Arch Hutton. We are honored for their future contributions to both our skill set and gene pool as we make our trek through this starry unknown and continue our quest for a more peaceful existence. I also want us to all give thanks to our interstellar friends for providing us with this great opportunity to thrive and reach our fullest human potential. If we could all please just take one moment. Now please all enjoy your ham casserole.
Mr. Hutton, you look so familiar. Have we met before?
Oh, we did very briefly. I was the red carpet announcer at the premiere of Objection Overruled.
Oh, of course, of course. How marvelous. And here we are together again, but away from the lights, the crowds, the attention.
Indeed.
Oh, how revitalizing it is to strip it all away. Here I'm not Madeline March, movie star. Here I'm just Madeline, child of the universe. Do you know the poem, Mr. Hutton?
The poem?
You are a child of the universe. No less than the trees and the stars, you have a right to be here.
That's lovely.
And whether or not it is clear to you, the universe is unfolding as it should. Don't you agree, Mr. Hutton?
Yes.
Isn't this nice?
It'd be nicer to take a stroll outside in the fresh air, wouldn't it?
Well, it's important to get used to the recycled air. We have to get ready for how it'll be up there.
About that. I don't think I'm really an outer space type.
Oh, but you will be.
Just don't think it's for me.
You'd rather get blown to bits by the Russians or Koreans or who knows who?
Oh, I've risked being blown to bits before. I'm willing to take the chance.
What about me? I thought I was important to you.
You are. But this is happening so quickly.
We haven't got much time.
Then I'm sorry, but I have to say no.
I really think you should rethink this.
I've thought about it.
You don't think this is real?
No, I don't.
But if you did, if you had absolute irrefutable proof, would you change your mind then?
I'm not sure. It's possible, I suppose.
Give me a chance to show you that proof. Then make your decision.
What kind of proof?
I don't know yet.
Have you seen any absolute proof since you've been here?
I'm a very intuitive person. I don't always need hard evidence.
You wish it were real.
Well, don't you? What are we even risking? You're leaving behind a depressing bachelor apartment, popping Percodans, watching shows you've been fired from. You can't even talk to people anymore because you can't stand the sound of your own voice. I won't settle for that kind of life. Neither should you.
I am not saying you should settle, but this is indulging in a fantasy because you like hanging around with the cool crowd.
Don't judge me. I am taking a chance. I like taking chances. It's who I am.
It's not who I am.
Well, I don't want to see you die.
There isn't going to be a nuclear holocaust. It wouldn't be good for anyone. It doesn't make any sense. That's why there hasn't been one yet.
I'm not talking about the bomb.
Join or die. That's the deal on the table?
I didn't say that.
But that's what you're implying?
I just think that you should take a little more time and make a better choice.
Yeah, and you just stand by. You'd let it happen, and afterward you'd say, well, I didn't kill him. There's nothing I can do about it, and let's all move on with our lives.
I hope I don't have to find out what I'd say. But that's up to you.
Well, I guess all my choices stink.
A Night Called Tomorrow, Episode 9, Star Quality, was written by James Urbaniak and Bree Williams and featured Ron Lynch, Kent Osborne, Baron Vaughn, James Urbaniak, Haley Huntley, Weird Al Yankovic, Azure Parsons, Mark McConville, Kelsey Abbott, Betsy Sodaro, Andy Richter, and Lauren Lapkus. Music by Jonathan Dinerstein. Produced by Mark McConville and James Urbaniak. A Howl original in production with Midroll Media. This This is Eric Martin speaking. Next, on A Night Called Tomorrow.
We're following up on some rumors that you were involved in a group up in the Hollywood Hills. End of 57, beginning of 58, somewhere around there.
Well, I was involved in lots of groups. Organizations, charities.
Well, this group was waiting for an alien spacecraft to take them to another star system.
I don't recall any group like that, no.